at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God.
My message starts from here as well. And along with Paul in Ephesians, I do ask, and even though I have to look down to make sure I'm saying the right words, I do ask for your prayers. I ask for your prayers that when I speak, I may share a message, that it may be given to me to speak with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains. Pray for me that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. Some other message, some other time, I may get into why an ambassador in chains means so much to me. You'll get a glimpse today in the message. I didn't choose this. You think of the stories in the Bible of men and women when they're chosen, and God says, you go this way, and they go that way? Some other time. This is an incredible, short scripture packed full of promises from God. And I tell you, Jesus says, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives. Whoever seeks finds. To everyone who knocks, the door is opened. Which father among you would give a snake to your child if the child asked for a fish? If the child asked for an egg, what father would give the child a scorpion? If you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? May God stir something in each of us to be able to hear this here. My grandfather, among many different things, was an artist. And so right next to his easel, he also did calligraphy. He did calligraphy of a quote. And he always had this on a tiny easel sitting next to his painting easel in his studio, which was this garage. It said, God gives the birds food, but they still have to fly for it. I'll never forget that. God gives the birds food. That's grace. They don't deserve it. It's like grits in the South, you know. You order a meal and you get grits. And you say, well, what's this stuff as a Yankee on my plate? That's grits. I didn't order this. Grits just comes down here. Grace. God gives the birds food, but they still have to fly for it. That's a daily spiritual practice. Think about the Old Testament. Manna. For 40 years, every day, God gives them manna. But if they don't bend over and pick it up, if they don't fly for it, they go hungry. And if they think, well, I'm going to get smart about this, I'm going to pack some extra in my lunchbox here, it spoils. It doesn't last. So everything that I'm going to share with you today orbits around this wonderful quote by my grandfather's easel. God gives the birds food, but they still have to fly for it. That's the spiritual discipline. That's the practice, the daily practice, flying for the blessings. And let me ask you this. How many of you, when I'm, again, for the rest of this month and next, we're still going to orbit around spiritual daily practices. How many of you get antsy if you sit too long? Yeah. How many of you just have to move? Today's for you. today's for you. Because the practice I'm going to talk about today is one of the active movement practices. I'm going to label those of us who get antsy as doers. This is for the doers among us today. And the next thing I'll say about this, before I tell you what the practice is specifically, I didn't choose this practice. I didn't come up with this idea. God actually gave me this particular active meditation for doers. It'll make sense in a moment. I used to run too many years ago, and now I walk as much as I can. And every autumn, that's why I want to get this foot in shape, because I want to get back out into the woods at least once this autumn and do my annual meditation. So years ago, I used to run the trail along the Tolpahockan. You familiar? Like Red Bridge and over in that Blue Marsh area, whichever direction that is from here, up there, somewhere out there. Running on a gorgeous October day. And there are a lot of sycamores because it's right by the trail, runs right along the river. And I would run under some of the black walnut trees. And of course, a good wind will shake down a whole, they'll rain leaves on you. I mean, it's not like one or two leaves come off at the same time. You go under a black walnut at just the right day, and you get rained on by all these leaves. It was just wonderful to be out and active and moving. And that's long has been a meditative time for me. For doers, pray while running or walking. So God started this meditation because I was running along, and one leaf, not the raining leaves, just one, came down and pinged me in the cheek. And then it stuck in my t-shirt as I ran and didn't go anywhere. And that's how this meditation was birthed by God in me. Catching leaves equals catching blessings. So everything I say today about leaves, also hear it as blessings. Catching leaves equals catching blessings. So after this thing stuck here, I got this idea, what if, I wonder if I can catch any of these leaves, blessings, on the run while I go. Lo and behold, I did. I don't remember if I got one that day or if I had one in each hand. I had two. Doesn't matter. That was the first time God gave me this idea. Here's an active meditation while I'm running, in these days, walking. I want to fill you in on some of the things that I learned as I've done this meditation over the years. First of all is God had to get my attention. I was not looking for blessings, leaves. One had to ping me in the cheek and then stick on me, literally, to get my attention before I, maybe I ought to try capturing and keeping some of these blessings. Leaves. Did I say blessings? Any of you here with me? Has anyone here ever had the blessings right in our lap, but weren't looking, didn't notice, much less reach out and take hold of it? You ever do that? Or am I the only one? Yeah. Funny that, as a friend of mine would say. Sometimes we can be under a shower of leaves. You go under the right tree in the right day and the breeze blows and the squirrels are not throwing the nuts at you. That's happened to me. I didn't get beamed on the head yet, but it's come close. Did you ever have a point in your life when it was a fertile time in your life, when you had a lot of blessings coming at you at one time? all at once. Now let me go to the trail first and then come back to the blessings. On the trail, I have tried, since God now has my attention, to keep running or walking and walk through this rain shower of leaves and try to grab. I have often come through a whole shower of leaves empty-handed. Why? Because it's like a whole flock of birds or a whole school of fish. Which one do I go for? There's so many, I can't zero in on one to grab it. You ever have so many blessings in your life, but you didn't have a practice to help you focus in, and they passed you by? Any of us ever look back on any stretch in our lives and think with regret, if I had only grabbed, but I didn't? Some of the lessons I've learned in this meditation, they're tough, but they're honest. Some leaves are plain hard to catch. How many of you have ever tried to catch and pick up a football? Not foosball, not a soccer, a football, an American football. Yes, I'll mention that since the game is going on now, and some of you are very interested in that. How hard is it to anticipate where that ball is going to go when it's bouncing down the field towards you? You ever try to pick one up? Oh, it's going that way. No, it's going that way. It's not easy. There have been times when I'm walking or running, I see a leaf, because I'm into the meditation now. God got my attention. I'm looking for blessings. And there it is, right over my head, until it starts to fall. And then it corkscrews and barrel rolls and does like these fancy paper airplanes all over the bams, like a football of trying to catch the... You ever have a blessing that you actually saw it coming, but you just couldn't grab it? It got away. That ever happened to you? It does happen. It does happen. So let's say you have, as I have had, you go out and the entire walk or the entire run, you don't get lucky enough to catch anything. Then it leaves us with some options. Do I quit for the rest of the walk? Because this obviously isn't working. It's a bad day. I'm not getting blessings today. So do I give up on the day? What about the next time I go out and run or I walk? Do I give up on that? Because today, I came up empty. I'm probably going to come up empty again. Do you and I ever do that with blessings from God? I didn't get anything today. I didn't get anything out of this. I didn't... So, sour grapes. Didn't want them anyway. Jesus said, ask, seek, knock, you will be answered, you'll receive, the door will open. God gives the birds food, but you gotta fly for it. The daily practices help us get better at catching, anticipating, looking for the blessings. And when we have a bad day and a dry spell, not giving up and thinking they're never going to come to me again. So I want to give you what, if I gave you everything I've learned, I'd keep you here for 3 hours. So I'm just going to give you a couple more to provoke some thought. On the days when I do catch something early in the walk, there have been times when I've gone maybe 1/10 of the distance I'm going to go, and I've already got a blessing or a leaf in both hands. It leaves us with some interesting options if we already have blessings. See if you follow along with me on this. Option A, I can be satisfied and want no more. Thank you, God, for blessing me. I'm rich. Thank you, God. That's an option. Second option, I can be greedy I want one more, maybe two more. I've been known, on honesty with you, to take, if I have a leaf in both hands, I've been known to put them down here and hold the leaves here. So I still have, I can go after more. Have you ever been blessed in your life? And this is good. I like this. I want more. Have you ever done that? Here's another option. I can devalue what I already have in my hands. And, well, that's not pretty. There's no color for that. And just drop the blessings I have. Do we ever do that? I can be so afraid I'm never, ever, ever going to catch another one that I hang on to this blessing until it's crushed and it's just pulverized in my hand and it's not even recognizable as a leaf. It looks like granola mashed up in my palm. Do we ever do that with blessings? Think that God's never going to give me anything else? And then my hand's clenched and I'm trying to control life. And I can't reach out for the next one. Do we ever do that? Some leaves are only partial. They've got chunks chewed out of them by caterpillars, or they got brittle before they fell and they pieces broke off. And so I've caught leaves and I go have them at home, and I've pressed some of them, and they're just pieces of leaves, really. Do you ever get a blessing in your life, but it isn't the whole thing? One of the insights I've had on this with this meditation is that sometimes I might not be ready for the full blessing. I might be only ready for this part of it now. That's what the partial leaf represents to me. And I have to grow into a place in my head and my heart where I can actually receive the rest of this blessing. Because I'm not ready to receive it now. I won't deal with it well. The parable of the talents. What does the guy with the one talent do? Buries it. Play it safe. Our boss is a... Play it safe. What do the guys with more than one talent do? They risk. They use them. And they're multiplied. Last part of this. Bless you. I have often taken the leaves home and press them. I've got them pressed in my Bibles. I've got a big unabridged dictionary that Google has, Wikipedia has made unnecessary, you know. So they're pages and papers. They're pushed down in there, and I make notes sometimes. And I've pressed them in between wax paper like we did when I was a little kid. And I've even written, I brought one, but I didn't bring it into worship because that's my journey, not yours. But I've written on the outside of the contact paper the date and the event, what that blessing was and what that means to me, because I'll forget. I've had times when you get a nice autumn day, but it's sort of an Indian summer day, and the car is hot. And by the time I get home, that nice flat leaf is now curled up, brittle, and if I try to stretch it out and press it, to save it, it crumbles. The lesson I get from that, do you and I ever get a blessing? And then we don't take care of it. We don't make sure that it lasts. We don't preserve it so we can use it. There's one other twist on this. If the blessing, and I just went out of my head, so I'm going to skip that one. Yep, it's gone. I want you to know you can build in and make your own active practice. If you're not a walker, or if you are a walker, but you don't want to look like an idiot running around trying to catch leaves, why not this? Go out and pray, and as you walk, every time a worry, a fear, a negative thought comes to you, stop. Give it to God, put it on the ground, and then walk and leave it. And if it pops up again, stop. Pray it over to God, put it on the ground, and walk and leave it behind. You can make up your own active meditation. If you're like me and you can't sit too long without getting antsy, then use that as your practice every day. Because I guarantee you, God gives all of us birds food. But what? We still have to fly for it. That's our daily practice. Amen.